For a great hour and time that you have granted unto the house of Israel, that we may come into your presence and worship you your way. We thank you for all things this day. We bless you for your kindness and your goodness toward us all. We thank you for the strength and the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, Lamb of Israel. You say that we that are your seed to pray for Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love you. So we pray for the shalom of Jerusalem tonight. You people, the elect, scattered in every nation under the sun. We pray that the richness of your power and your anointing fill the heart, fill the mind of the people, that we may be one in HaMashiach. We thank you for your mercies, your kindness, your truth. We thank you for your tender mercies and your love toward us all. We bless you for granting us this opportunity to come into the tabernacle to worship you and to bless you this evening. We pray that your truth will be revealed unto us, and that it may be made known simply, in the simple form, unto each of us. Help us your way, for we need it tonight. We pray for those that have some form of ailments. We pray for the strength of every brother, for your people here and those that are scattered around the world, that you will bless them. We pray that you will strengthen Sister Tucker and the children there, Brother Ron. We ask you to bless Brother Michael and Sister Michaela, and also Alex, their son. We bless you for their kindness and their love toward your work here, Yahweh. You see their hearts, their gifts of great love. We pray that you bless them mightily and strengthen them as they continue to press on in this walk. Bless Brother Nathan Hill down there in Houston, Texas. Give him great strength. And Brother Jones there in the Atlanta area, strengthen our brother. Help us all, I pray, the young ones, the older ones. Give great strength. We pray for your man servant tonight, that you will bless him and strengthen him, that he may teach according to your will and make the word simple to us. Enjoy the simplicity of your truth. We ask all things in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. Those that are listened by the live stream, we pray for them that you will bless their ear to hear and to understand what Yahweh says to his house on this night. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, we do bless you and thank you forevermore. And all the saints cried, Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Come on, lift your hands and your back here. Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way.
Hallelujah, way.
Hallelujah, way. We do bless you this eve of the service of all. We thank you and we praise you. We ask that your anointing fill the house, then that the heart of the people will be receptive, that we will receive your truth without compromising, with a sincere heart to bless you and to please you. For in all things we bless you tonight and we praise you. We ask you to touch us all and give us strength in the inward parts. We will walk in the renewed power of your anointing in Yahshua HaMashiach. So we bless you this night. Touch your man servant that he may speak with great clarity and understanding, that the hearers of the word may receive it with gladness of heart, and that they may rejoice in the fullness of the blessings of Almighty Yahweh. We ask all things in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. The Lamb of Israel, we bless you and we thank you. And all the saints said, hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Look to your neighbor and say, I bless you. Bless you, my brother. You may be seated. It's a wonderful time to understand the power and the strength of Almighty Yahweh. We live in a generation whereby the mind is twisted. It is easily turned away from truth, and there is no great compassion for Yahweh. It's a generation that is steeped in secular worship and the periphery of gods and the proliferation of them and all kinds of gods. Every kind that you can imagine. We must understand that when the Shatan rebelled in the kingdom of Yahweh with the Melech, the Melechims, when they fell, they all had one purpose, and that was to become as him, to become as Yahweh. And so we have millions and millions of gods upon the earth, and they are trying to prove that there is a kingdom that is greater than the kingdom of Almighty Yahweh. And there's only one kingdom. There's only one kingdom of power and one kingdom of strength. But every last one of the Melechim, everyone that fell, has the reign and the authority of a god. Because they have chosen what is right and what is wrong that they perceive. And it's not by the instructions of Almighty Yahweh. And so all of these mythical beings, I recall as Evangelist Hartsfield said to me many years ago, he said to me, Brother Roberts, I want to tell you something, that all of these beings that fell from the Shem I Am with Shatan, they have the strength of a god. And that is what they are. And that is what we find in every kind of Greek mythology or Egyptian mythology. We find the names of these beings and these gods. And they are gods. They are not Yahweh. And they do not have the eternal truth of Yahweh. Can they perform miracles and do things to deceive the minds of the masses? Sure they can. And the mind and the heart of the nations of the world today are very deceived. There is not a compassion for the things of Yahweh today. What we call love today, it is some pseudo-official form of emotions. But it certainly isn't the Ahava of Yahweh. Not at all. It's very superficial. It is not sincere. It is not of the strength of Yahweh's Ahava. It is a false emotion that we express. It's not for the love of Yahweh. It's not an affection. There's one thing that love is. It is a pure affection. And it is the heart of Almighty Yahweh. Now, I don't want to sidestep what I want to continue on tonight. I want to continue the path that I began some services ago. But I do want to reiterate from Thessalonica, that 2 Thessalonians. I want to read, there's one particular verse in there that I do want to refresh our memory on this verse. And Shaul, as he spoke unto the brethren, the house of the Thessalonians, he said this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9. There's a very profound statement here. He said, there is one that is coming. He said, even him whose coming is after the working of Shatan. He said that there is one that shall arise. There shall be a pseudo prophet. He will be false. He will not emanate the power of Almighty Yahweh. For when one emanate that power of Yahweh, it is based upon Torah. Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting, and his Torah is the truth. He said, now this one is coming. He is very superficial. He has no true identity with Yahweh. And you will know whether he identifies with Yahweh is by what government that he speaks and what he encourages and what he stands on. And this is a religious generation. And it stands on religious principles. It stands on emotional principles. It's not the Torah of Yahweh. Because the Torah doesn't change. Our emotions and our religious principles, they change. They are swayed by our emotions and our feelings. How we feel today, it persuades our religious emotion and our religious principles. But the Torah of Yahweh never changes. It is the same. Why? Because He is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And Shaitan knows that this is a generation that is steeped in emotionalism. So it doesn't take very much to deceive the minds today. It doesn't take very much. It doesn't take very much to draw, to persuade, and turn one away from Torah revelation. Now that is what Yahshua HaMashiach is. He is a revelation of a profound revelation of Yahweh's Torah. That it can produce fruit in the flesh by the power of Yahweh's strength in a man's heart. Now we need to understand that. Because this one that is coming, his working is after the power of Shaitan. He said he's coming after the nature, after the strength of Shaitan, while the devil has no power, lies from hell. That's a religious lie. All gods have power. They made themselves known by the ability to perform and to demonstrate in their territory. So all gods have power. Every god. And there are millions of gods. 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 Not one or two or three or four. There are millions of gods. Shaitan is a god of this world. But there are millions of gods. And they all vying for the same territory. Divine for the fullness of the soul of man. And it is a true reality. It is not some false, fictitious story, but it is the truth. So this one that is coming, he's coming after the workings of Shaitan. It says, with all, without limitation. He has no limits at all. With all dunamis, all power, and signs, Shebeyan, and lying wonders, Tiras. His wonders are so profound and so easily persuading the mind of man that they will be deceived by the works and the wonders that he is able to perform and to produce. Their minds will be turned away from the truth of Yahweh. And the reason why? Because this generation, it's one of the most adulterous, wicked generations upon the face of the earth. It is a defiant generation. There is no honor. There is no love for Yahweh. There is no accountability unto Yahweh. There is no preference when it comes to Yahweh. We prefer other gods and other things before we prefer Yahweh. And Shaul said, this one is going to work such profound deceiving miracles. They're going to be so strong that it is going to turn the heart of the world away from Yahweh. It will deceive the whole world. Not some. The whole world. Only those that have the seal of Almighty Yahweh. They will not be deceived. If it was possible, the very elect would be deceived by the profound miracles that this one that is coming, this false pseudo image of darkness, that even the very elect would be deceived, that their heart will be turned away from truth, that their mind will not ascertain or hold fast to truth. Do we hold fast to truth steadfastly? Do we really grab hold to truth and hold fast to it? Or are we persuaded very easily? Are we persuaded by our emotions? If things are not done according to our expectations, then that truth is not applicable for me. It doesn't apply to me. It's not relevant. It doesn't work for me. I want the things that work for my flesh and give my flesh some form of strength. And that is why this world is coming with all lying wonders and deception. And the world today is deceived by the lying wonders today. These pseudo images of these false prophets. The pseudo prophets. And they dress in a way that is very alluring to the eye appeal. And people are deceived by them. Here's one thing that
One thing that Yochanan the baptizer gave, he came with this crude garment on. This camel's hair, this hair, and eating wild honey and locusts. So he did not come in the appealing fashion that these pseudo prophets are coming in today. He didn't come in that fashion. He was a profound man. Yahweh had established him. If any man born of a woman, there was no man any greater than Yochanan the baptizer. And yet he did not perform one miracle at all. Elijah performed them, but that man did not. He knew what kind of generation he was dealing with. An adulterous one. A wicked one. And one that is very easily to be deceived. And Yahweh, because men will not receive the love, the aspiration of truth, the Torah. So he's going to give them over unto strong delusions. That they may believe the lying wonders today. There is no name that the power of Yahweh is orchestrated in, but in His name. And Yahshua HaMashiach did not teach in any other name but that name. And these men are teaching in their Crusoe and their Christos and their Christ and their Jesus. These are deceivers of darkness, whether we accept that or not. He will not share His honor with anyone else, and that name does not personify Him. That name doesn't even lead to the name of Yahweh. Not at all. It doesn't draw attention to His name at all. And that is what these pseudo-prophets and the powers of darkness, to cause the mind to be at ease, they will have power to perform great miracles. Well, how would they do it? How would they perform these miracles? What would be the strength of the power for them to do that? I want to move into that area tonight, alright? Scripture says, in Gilead, Revelation chapter 18, verse 20. I want you to hear this. This one is coming after the workings of Shaitan. And he's coming with all powers, Simeon, and all kinds of lying wonders, Tiras. He's coming with that kind of strength. And as Yochanan, this great revelation of HaMashiach, was revealed unto him in such a profound way as he was there on the Isle of Patmos. He saw something that was very pertinent for our time. Listen to what he says in Gilead, now chapter 18, verse 20. He says, Gila, or rejoice over her. Who? Who is this cauldron of darkness? But he said, rejoice over her, you Shemayam, you heavens, and you Kodesh Shilishim, you apostles and navis, or prophets and apostles, for Yahweh has avenged on her. Now he's identifying a people, a nation of people, that Yahweh is going to take vengeance upon. And so he says, you that are in the Shemayim, you that dwell in the heavenly places, you rejoice. Because even her false apostles and her nabis, Yahweh is going to take great vengeance upon them. And this trash, and that's what it is, there is no religion on the face of the earth that honors and personifies Yahweh. Because religion is the worship of God, and God, who is the God of this world. Shaitan. And there are millions of gods. So any form of religion will not bless the very throne of Yahweh. We come to worship Him, and we do not do it in some kind of religious form. And that is what the world is doing. But He says, I want you to rejoice over her. We're going to rejoice. Why? Because Yahweh has avenged her. He said, and a mighty heavenly Melech took up a stone like a great millstone. And he cast it into the sea, into the masses of the people, saying, just like this, this is how he said it, with violence shall the great city Babylon, Bethel, be thrown down and shall not be found anymore. This is a metaphor of a city that is a reality. And we see the spirit of that great confusion throughout the world. That's why we have a proliferation of gods. Every nation, every ethnicity, every tongue, they have their God. It is such a strong confusion today. And Yahweh is not the author of confusion. Men do not know how to associate what is of Yahweh and what is of the powers of hell. He's coming with all power, with signs and wonders to deceive the mind and the mindset of the world. And the whole world is deceived today. Not some. The whole world. The whole world is deceived. The whole world. It is deceived. It is turned away from truth. There's no love for Yahweh. There's no love for truth. We don't even like truth when it concerns me. We don't want to be free from the corruption of our own flesh. It is an arrogant generation full of pride and is very haughty. It doesn't love the correction of Yahweh. It's a foolish generation, an adulterous and foolish generation. Fools despise correction. A wise man, he is enhanced by correction. He becomes very wise. He evolves, not a fool. He digresses. He says in verse 22, and the voice of the harpists and the musicians of the pipers and trumpets shall be heard no more at all in Babylon. And no craftsman of any craft shall be found any more in you. And the sound of the millstone shall be heard no more at all in you. What has happened, Yahweh? And the light of a candle shall no more at all in you. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more in you. For your merchants were the great men of the earth. Your merchants, your soothsayers, your sorcerers, your enchanters, your deceivers, they were the great merchants of the earth. And there is one nation whereby the merchants of that nation are the great merchants of the earth. There is no nation that embodies the spirit of Babylon, of Babel, like this nation, America. And Yahweh said that she's going to be brought down, that the great millstone. It is better for a millstone to be tied around a man's neck, for one to infringe upon one of these little ones of Yahweh. And this is a nation that despises the name of Yahweh. It is a religious nation. It is a nation of gods. And Yahweh says it's going to be brought down. And there shall be no steel leaving the midst. There shall not be a singular ambience of light that glowed from it. Where is the light today? Look at your lights. Look at what shines and emanates from you. Is it the true light of Yahweh? It is the brightness and the brilliance of His light that truly shines from your heart. He said you shall not even find the light or a glimmer of hope at all in the midst of it. Is there any hope in this nation today? Can you find any hope in America? Is there any substance in America that gives you any kind of hope? Where is the light to be found today? You look and there's dimness and darkness. Because this earth and this nation is consumed by the gods and the power of the gods that rule. And they are vying, believe me. They are real. It is just our stupidity because we are by nature just ignorant creatures. It takes a lot for us to comprehend and to understand things. We don't learn very well. And so they have that ability over us because we are very unbelieving people, are we not? We don't believe, even though we say we don't believe it. We can hear it, we still don't believe it. How do you know? You can't judge us that way. I do know that. And I judge us that way. Why? Because I know that the emunah, the faith of Yahweh comes by hearing. When one hears Yahweh, he has faith and confidence to trust Him. And if we ask ourselves, do we trust Yahweh? And this world doesn't trust Yahweh. Neither does this nation here. It doesn't even trust the God of this nation. It doesn't even trust Shaitan. It doesn't even trust the God of America. It doesn't even trust that God anymore. It has no confidence in America. None whatsoever. It takes no delight in America today. Not at all. And so when a man says that he truly loves Yahweh, he has the ability to hear. He has faith. He trusts Yahweh. And we're not a generation that trusts Yahweh. We're not a people that trust Yahweh. And that is why the powers that be know that. And they know what it takes to deceive the minds of the masses of the people. We will all say we trust Him, we love Him. We will all say we have great confidence in Him. But we will see in the very fruit of our lives whether we have great confidence in Him. Whether we trust Him. Or whether that's just a false statement that we make to give us some kind of gratification. It's not a generation that truly trusts Yahweh. Because it's not a generation that hears. And that is why the deception is going to come by the seeing. He's going to be able to perform great miracles. And that's why people are deceived today by these charlatan pseudo-preachers. I will show you the identity in Scripture now. Do they have power to do it? Certainly they do. Are they working from a power source? Yes, they are. This one, this false anti-Messiah, he is coming to prove himself with miracles. It is not by the preaching of the word. It was one thing about Stephen, he performed powerful miracles. And yet, it was not the miracles that they were concerned with. Why? Because there were others that had done things that Stephen had done. They could not withstand his words. They could not back him down. It was the power of his preaching. It was the words that he spoke that was the dynamics of Yahweh. It wasn't the miracles, although they accompanied his word because they had seen miracles. They had seen things of that nature. They had seen the sick raised. They had seen profound things happen among them. But they could not withstand his words. It was the power of his words. When he spoke, they had to move back. They could not contradict what he said. So they had to lie against him. That's what they said. Blaspheme the Torah. Despises it. And yet he spoke of the very one that they said they trusted, Moshe. He spoke of that one. And so we see this deception that comes by the power of darkness, because the mind of the people, it will not receive what Yahweh says. It will not receive the hearing of the word. It will not allow the word to be spoken unto them that we may bring about the power of Yahweh's resurrection in their bodies. HaMashiach spoke the word. He sent forth the word of Yahweh and it went forth and it healed. The word of Yahweh does not go out and return void. And so the powers that be understand that mightily. And the mind of man, it is very easily persuaded by what it can conceptualize. What it sees, what it perceives to be good, then it will say, ah, I like that. And he's going to deceive the whole world as he has already done. Not tomorrow. The world is deceived. I will show you a scripture. It's either scripture is the truth or it's a lie. The scripture is truth. All scripture now. And we must be getting the Torah. All scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh. He says in verse 23, and the bride shall be no more, and the merchants were the great men of the earth. And in this verse it says, for by your sorceries, were all nations deceived. And we must understand the text of this. Do you understand that? Shaitan has always. Do you understand, brothers and sisters, as I was talking to Brother Jermaine today, I said, brother, do you understand that he was the covering of Yahweh's throne? He was a brilliant and powerful being. He had power and dominion because Yahweh had given him that. He was the one that stood in proxy for the creation of Yahweh. I believe that, as I've said many times, I do not believe that we are the only thing He has created. I believe that we are the only thing He has created in the unique fashion that He has breathed the breath in them and they become living souls. I believe that there are multiplicities of worlds and beings. I believe that. Because He said to Adam, you replenish, redo, and to make this earth a vibrant place to live. Somewhere, during the annals of time, something transpired to bring such a darkness upon the earth. I do not believe that Yahweh made anything where it was full of darkness. Somewhere, something happened that it transformed this entire earth. That He had to take a lowly creature like man and make him and say, you go replenish it. And He knew in the annals of time that He must raise up by the power of His truth this HaMashiach. That will be the propitiation and the full price paid for the sin of man. Shaitan had the most powerful position in the kingdom. He did not lose his power. He did not lose his power. He lost his place. And he is striving with everything that is in him to gain a place. Because he identifies himself as a God. Because I know what is the difference between good and evil. Right and wrong. I know that. The day you defy Yahweh, the day that you turn away from Torah, you'll become as a God. Knowing the difference between good and evil, right and wrong. And so he had power from the beginning. He has not lost it at all. And believe me, brothers and sisters, I will deal with this tonight. That shatanic or the worship of Shatan is not going out here bound saying, Satan, I love you. That's not what it is. It is denying of Yahweh's truth. It's a denial of the Torah. I will show you in scripture. He said, by your sorceries, all nations are deceived. Not some nations, but were all nations deceived. Now, I want to define that. As I was sharing this with Brother Jermaine today, I want to define that word in its vernacular, in the Greek form. It says, pharmakia. That's what it says. I want to read what it says. Pharmakia. Witchcraft. The use or the administration of drugs, poison, sorcery, magical art, often found in connection with idolatry and fostered by it. Now that is what pharmakia is. The delusion of the mind, to take a mind away from the trust of Yahweh. Without faith, we can please Yahweh. Without faith, we cannot please Him. And so when the mind is removed away from Yahweh, where it doesn't trust Him, there is no faith at all. It takes faith to please Yahweh. Now this is how this word is defined, pharmakia. It is fostered by idolatry. It is a ritual form of worship. It is a God form of worship. That's what it is. And the minds are taken away from truth by the poisonings of drugs. It is one thing that in the kingdom there shall be a tree in the midst. And on that tree the leaves shall be the healing of every nation. I said to Brother Jermaine today, I said, are not the nations today, they're using every kind of herb, every tree there is to try to bring about some form of healing. That's what they're doing. And that's what Shatan is doing. How Yahweh, he has declared that the healing is the bread of his children. So has Shatan declared the very same thing. Those that defy Yahweh and walk in my spirit, I will bring healing. Say what you want to, the medicines do heal. They do bring a radical change in the bodies. Oh, it's not a permanent thing, but they do heal. That's why he's going to have lying wonders and signs that are going to deceive the minds of many. This is one of the art forms that he used. You have these lying preachers, call themselves Jesus preachers, living like dogs and adulterous activities. They tell you they're casting out demons, they're praying for the sick. And folks will say, I was healed by Reverend James Smith. He prayed for me. I went this revival. I couldn't hardly walk and my back is straight. I'm this, I'm that. You've never heard that? Well, I have. I have. And he's going to use these forms and these forms and these principles to deceive the minds of many. And they are going to be deceived. This pharmakia, it has its power in idolatry. It is forced by idolatry. The deception and the seduction. That's what it does. To turn away from faith. To turn away from the principles of Yahweh. If one is sick, let him call for the elders. We will deal with the sins. We will deal with those things that turn your heart away from trusting Yahweh. And from the truth of Yahweh. Let's deal with that. And then we shall lay hands on that one and pray for them, the prayer of faith, and the sin shall be forgiven. They shall be cleansed and they shall recover. Now because we have no faith, we don't trust Yahweh to do that. And the reason we have faith, because we don't hear Yahweh. We are all minds. And Shatan has the ability to manipulate your thinking, your thought, with just a little scintilla of leaven. So you allow those things that are corrupt into your mind and your heart, and it moves you away from the confidence of Yahweh and trust in Him. And so when there is a situation that arises, we don't have the power to pray. We don't have the ability to cry out to Yahweh. Because the power of sorcery, the power of Satan has began with its tentacles to begin to work and to move in our lives. We don't have the ability to pray. There's no urgency to pray. There's no willingness to pray. There's no forthrightness in our prayer. We don't have that drive to pray. And so he knows by the deception of the eyes, lying wonders, he will deceive many. And the world is deceived today. The world is deceived today. They don't run to the secret closet. They run to pharmakia. It opens their heart to every kind of demonic power there is to take root in them. And that is just the truth, brothers and sisters. And he's going to use this deception in the world, which he's already using, to bring about this power of sorcery. And Babylon, America, is the nation of sorcery. There's no nation like this nation that is steeped in pharmakia, nor the nation. There's no nation that drugs run the nation. There's no nation, those in the First Hope Baptist, Second Lutheran Pentecostal, there's no nation whereby pharmakia of the god Eclipia run a nation like this nation. The drugs, the altering of the mind. There's no nation like this nation. They try to use that god in combination with other gods, and it doesn't work that way. There must be a loyalty. They will say, we pray for Sister So, she's in the hospital, but do pray for her. And that's how they respond. You ever heard that? I recall going to the Baptist whorehouses when I was young. They will always have a list that was yay long. Pray for so-and-so, deacon so, sister so, brother so. She's in the hospital. He's in the hospital. She's getting operation. This is happening to this one. And so they're trying to use the strength of both gods to bring about some kind of change. And what they will say, God healed her. I believe that. I believe the power of their sorcery. They were healed. Our healing comes by the hearing of the word of Yahweh. It restores us. And it deals with the sins of our heart. It deals with the corruption. The heart must be cleansed. It has to be. Even when someone going through a physical change, even in the hospitals, they will do blood transfusions. They will make sure that your body, your vitamin or your blood count and all of that is persistent or it all has the right balance that it should have. And so Yahweh must cleanse us first. He's got to cleanse our minds and our hearts from all the corruption that we have allowed to inundate us. But there's no trust for him. It's a generation that's wicked, and it is an adulterous generation. It's very easy to be deceived because everything is done in idolatry. How do I know that? Because it's rebellious. For rebellious as the sin of witchcraft. That's a form of idolatry. We're a very rebellious generation. It's the people that rebel against Yahweh. It resists Yahweh. We better become very honest with ourselves. We better get to the point where we can fall on our faces and say, Yahweh, I need help. Because if it was possible, he's going to deceive everyone but the very elect. And the very elect have the testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach the Lamb. And they have the Torah of Yahweh written in their minds and in their inward parts. So he is going to deceive you. By what signs, wonders, and miracles? These charlatans will come to town and they will tell you, Evangelist So is in town. He's healing everybody. You want to be healed? Go. And they will come from thousands of miles around. It's not to hear the word of Yahweh. It's to satisfy some component of the flesh. So by the power of sorcery, brothers and sisters, you hear me? By the power of your sorcery, all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of the Nabis and the Kedushim, the saints, and all that were slain upon the earth. In her you find Jerusalem, you find the blood of the prophets. It was a nation, a city that was given over unto Yahweh. It's Yahweh's. He said to those, pray for the shalom of Jerusalem, not Israel. He said Jerusalem. And they shall prosper that love Jerusalem. Now that's what scripture says. That's what it says. And now she has become the habitation of every vile, unclean thing there is. Every kind of religion. They go to Jerusalem and their minds are twisted in that city. They go with this great confusion. They're all going to save or to bring back Yahweh's kingdom. And the God that they're serving, He doesn't even consider them. Because He has a hierarchy of power, just like Yahweh does. And they don't even impress Him one bit at all. This power of sorcery, this ability to change the mind whereby it cannot conceptualize, it cannot determine what is right and what is wrong, what is true and what is false. We can't even hardly find out what really conceptualize what is true and what is false today. The mindset of this generation doesn't know what is right and doesn't even know what is wrong. You speak to them things that are right, they get offended. You speak to them things that are wrong, they love it. They cannot even discern what's right and what's wrong. It doesn't know the between good and evil. Because it doesn't understand love and it doesn't understand hate. That's this generation. It doesn't want Yahweh's correction. And because of that, He's going to give them over to this delusion. Because they will not receive the love of the truth. Because they have no love for Torah. And this generation has no love for Torah. And so these powers of these devils are going forth to deceive many. These are spirits of devils working miracles to deceive the masses. Because they don't receive the love of Torah. It hates Torah. And no man that despises Torah can say that he's operating in the power of Yahweh. He's walking in a spirit of illusion, but he's not walking in the power of Yahweh. I don't care who he is. I don't care if it's T.D. Jake, Bishop Logan, I don't care who they are. They do not have the strength of Yahweh. Not one bit at all. They have what they call a celebration yesterday for Miss Coretta Kotskin. Her works were wonderful. But that doesn't cause one to be a son of Yahweh. And yet the memorializing of one, they constantly repeat it. It is a memorial service. You want this to become ingrained in your mind. Her name. To become synonymous. That you never forget her name. You never forget Coretta Scott's name. Not the name of Yahweh. Not even the name of the Jesus. Memoria. Memoria service. We want you to know that this name is synonymous with freedom. No, it's not. For whom the Son of Yahweh makes free. It's free indeed. And I'm free because of Yahshua HaMashiach. You understand that? I'm free because of Him. I'm free from the powers of darkness, from the deception of hell, from my mind being deceived and turned away by deceit from the Torah of Yahweh. I'm free from that. Do you understand? And I stand boldly before you tonight and say that. I'm free. I'm not bound, I'm not subject to the seduction of the powers of hell because I'm free. Because the truth of Yahshua HaMashiach, this living power of Yahweh's Torah, has made me free. And so I will not be deceived, nor taken by the works of hell. The signs and miracles and wonders will not deceive me. Because if they do not come in His name, they do not come in the power of His truth, in the authority of His government, I know that is of the powers of darkness. I don't care if it's your daddy, your mama, your granddaddy, it makes no difference at all. Then whatsoever, unless they come in that authority, then I know it's the spirit of Babylon. Babel. It is not the spirit of Yahweh. And they will bring forth every kind of work of deception. I know it's the spirit of devils. Let me move on. Look at what Yahweh says. Because now this spirit, this devilish practice of sorcery from Achaia. Those that operate in that, they're operating in the flesh. And we know that the flesh is enmity against the Torah. It is not subject to the Torah of Yahweh. Neither indeed can be. Now this is what Shaul says in Galatians 5:19. Galatians 5:19. He says, now the works of the flesh, which are manifest, which are these, adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, and lasciviousness. This filthy lust that is uncontrollable. This greed. This incest. He says, also look at these in verse 20. He says, idolatry, the practice of worshiping of gods or idols or beings. Idolatry, witchcraft. Now, what is your time? The only reason that the elect are not going to be deceived is why? Do you understand why? Can I tell you? only those that are led by the Ruah of the sons of Yahweh. And it's one thing that the heart, Kodash Ruah, it will lead us into some truth. It will lead us into all truth. That is the strength of Yahweh's people. We are led into all Torah revelation, not some. And the Torah is revealed unto us. And the power of that Torah is enlightened by the Spirit or by the fullness of Yahweh, what it reveals. And that is what Torah reveals. I don't know what this wicked generation thinks. And so we know that if one is walking in the flesh and operating in the spirit of witchcraft, hatred, because they hate Yahweh, they hate His name, this variance that they walk in, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, and heresy. I want you to hear this. Envying, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I also told you in the past, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. So how can one inherit the kingdom when they are seduced by the power of sorcery and by the deception of hell and say they love Yahweh? How do you know they do not love Yahweh? Because they hate that name. They despise His name. They reject His Shabbat. When He tells us to remember the Shabbat and keep it Kodash, and everything they do defy it. So how could a Baptist preacher lay hands in the name of his God and that one is raised? How can the Muslims and the Hindus do the same thing? Did I not read testimonies on last Shabbat? Did I not read testimonies of healings? And even some were verified by doctors. And they were not of what we call Christendom. She is one of the most stealth deceptions upon the face of the earth. Because she is like Hinduism and every other religion, because there is such a plethora and a proliferation of gods in her religion. Sure it is. 5,000-6,000 here in America, just in the Christian religion. Don't tell me the Baptists or the First and Second Baptists have a relationship. Don't tell me the Pentecostals and the Revival Pentecostals have a relationship, because they do not have a relationship. Don't tell me that the apostolics of the Lord Jesus Christ and the apostolics of Jesus have the same relationship, because they don't have a relationship. And you're dealing with these gods and these beings that were cast out from the Shemayim, and they have exalted themselves and esteemed themselves. And right in the midst, believe me, one Melech can withstand 10,000 men. So don't tell me they don't have the power to deceive the minds of the people, because they have the power to do that. Oh, Yaakov, I know he wrestled with that Melech day and night, but it was just showing us when he wanted him to turn loose, he just touched him in the side. Did he touch him? Did his hip become hollow? Did he walk that way? You tell me a touch made him do that? One touch? Was that profound? You tell me one touch, hear this, a man of Yahweh? And you wrestle with the Melech of Yahweh. So if you tell me that a righteous woman, you tell me they want a deception, can't do that? You're crazy if you don't think they can. He touched him and he walked. Huh? Showing that leg up. Sure he did. So they can. They have not lost their power, brothers and sisters. And so they strive for the mastery. They strive for the adorations. Why? Because they've seen the very presence of Yahweh and the very ambience in His kingdom. But when there was a pure form of worship, when everyone, when everything the Shemayim radiated with the praises of His mighty name. Sure they did. And so they desire to detract or try to turn the eyes and the tongue away from that pure name and turn it unto them. And so they disguise themselves as First Pentecostal, Second Pentecostal. And they all have names because they're gods. There are millions of gods. Not 1,000, millions, and they are literal beings too. It is not something that the Greeks have imagined. It is not something that the Egyptians imagined. They dealt with the power of these beings. And they knew that they were being, because there was something that was supernatural done by the force of one of those beings. That's how they gained power. Sure was. Pray to the gods of the rain. Sure, son. Yes, sir. Sure. And it's right too. And that is the truth. They had to make known their ability in order for people to give themselves over unto them. They had to make known their power for folks to fall for it. And that's what they're doing today. They have power to do the same thing. We that are sons of Yahweh and understand His truth, we are not deceived because they're not doing in the power of His name and His strength. And we know that. So don't tell me they don't have to do it. Don't tell me they don't know what they're doing. Every God, every form of worship, there has been some supernatural thing that has transpired that people were drawn and attracted to that God. And the testimony went forth and they heard of it. And they came to see. That's what they do. And when they came to see, that's why they say, if HaMashiach is out there, He said, don't go. Because I'm telling you, you go, you're going to be deceived. Whoa, that is so powerful. Did you go down there and see Reverend Ike or Reverend John Smith? He laid hands on her, the Jezebel, no repentance, no love for Yahweh, no whatsoever. She got up running, said she was saved. They're not saved. And I tell you the truth, every God has manifested Himself in some form, some powerful miracle, some Selian, some Tiras, that people are taken by that they have given them great tributes. That's why they do it, brothers and sisters. That's why they do it. Not because they've heard of a name. They've seen something. And others testify that. They have. They say the prophet Muhammad, he's not a prophet. He's a false prophet. He said, well, with his companion in the desert, he made water to come forth. So everyone with every kind of God, there's always been some great miracle. It has. You can search Greek theology and Egyptian theology, and you will find all the gods have been a great performance of a miracle. That's why Pharaoh said to Moshe, if this one you're talking about is greater than my God, show me a miracle. Show me something. I've seen it. Why? Because he was anointed by the gods. That's why the pharaohs and the rulers were known as gods. He said, show me something. And you don't show me something that's half-hearted. So when the Haran cast the cane, I said, come here, boys. Look what he's done. This is nothing here. Show them. Boom! This cane became serpents too. Just like his. Well, his ate theirs up. Sure. But they performed the same miracle. And someone looking at that, whoa! Sure you would have. And that's how I began with this. Because these are works of the flesh. And men are always looking for things that accommodate their flesh. Because the flesh hates Yahweh. It doesn't love the rule of Yahweh. It is against the Torah of Yahweh. And that's why men are easily deceived. And easily brought under the power of darkness. And this nation is a Babylon. It is under the power of Formakeyal. It is under the power of magical powers. It is under the power of Shatan. It is under the power of delusions and deceptions. And these little small fries and these Benny Hits and all them talking about they're casting out devils. They're not casting out anything. Nothing. Do you understand that? Oh, I know what HaMashiach said. These signs shall follow them that believe. And they believed in the signs that follow. This is an unbelieving generation. It doesn't believe Yahweh. Why? Because it began with the authority of His name. You're not casting out nothing unless it's in His name. HaMashiach did not cast out anything unless He cast out in His Abba's name. He said, because my witness is so true, you can do it in my name because I come in my Abba's name. And if you do it in that name, you will know it's authentic. Yeah, outside of any other name, it's of hell. It's of the strength of darkness. It's of the power of wickedness. It's not Yahweh. Let no one deceive you. Don't even let me deceive you. You understand? Don't even let me do this. I want to show you something in Dibri Yahim, Second Chronicles. Second Chronicles. Let me move quickly. I want to read this because it's vitally important. Second Chronicles, chapter 33, verse 1. It says this now, listen. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. But he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, like to the abomination of the heathens. Do you hear that? Whom Yahweh had cast out before the children of Israel. He says in verse 3, for he built... 2 Chronicles 33:3, for he built again the high places which Hezekiah, his avat, had broken down. And he reared up the altars of Balaam, and he made groves, and he worshipped all the hosts of the Shemaiah to serve them. Now, do you all hear that, saints? Did it say a few or all the hosts? So there must be a host in the Shema Am. You believe that? I believe that. I'm telling you. I believe that. So he gave them all over, so, and they worship all. I can see if it said they worship some. But it said they worship all the hosts of the Shema Am to serve them. Well, that's not us. We're not a part of that. Now, I want you to hold that there, all right? And turn to the book of Acts. Ma'asya Shalishiyam. Acts chapter 7, verse 42. Acts 7, verse 42. It says, then who? Anyone has that? Acts chapter 7, verse 42. Then who?
Yahweh.
Who?
Yahweh.
Yahweh turned and gave them up to do what?
Worship
who? Worship who? He gave them up to worship the host of the Shemaiah and the heavens. That is written in the book of the Nabi. Although, O you house of Israel, have you offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yea, you took up the tabernacle of Molech and the star of your God, Raphim, figures which you made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond confusion, beyond Babylon. So Yahweh is given this Babylonian nation and the world over to worship the hosts of the heavens. And there is a host of fallen gods in the heavens, saints. They did not build an altar unless there was credence given unto the God. And the God had to have credence. And the God had credence by miracles and signs and performance. Why do you think Messiah had to do what he did? Because they couldn't believe the word of Yahweh. They didn't believe the Torah. We should just believe him because of who he is. But he had to perform signs and miracles because the world was already deceived by signs and miracles of the gods that had performed them. Is this making sense? It is to me. And so HaMashiach had to do that in order to show them that this mighty one that does this, he is not like the gods. He is different. He gives you a law that governs you. These gods give you nothing. And that is why he had to come with signs and miracles. Did they believe Yochanan? Sure they believed him. He did not perform any miracle at all. And he said, this one that comes after me is greater than me. He's mightier. Whose shoe latches I'm not even worthy to tie. I'm not even worthy, really, to uphold his name. And yet he's going to do something that is much greater. I baptize you in the, I submerge you in water, but he's going to fill you with the power of Yahweh's Ruach. And HaMashiach knew sending those apostles out in a pagan religious world amongst a people that had made gods, that had raised up gods, that had built altars to Molech and Raphaim and every god, every host of the Shemaim. He knew that something profound had to be done. That we as a generation would believe the works of the preaching that they preach, and we still don't believe it. And that's why this deception of hell is going to come with great power. It's going to deceive. It's already doing it. Deceiving the whole world. The whole world. You tell them, I don't care where you go, there's a mighty healer in the city. Come and get healed. They will come. You tell them there's a man that will preach and reprove your sins and show you your wickedness that you may get right before Yahweh. They will not come. Don't tell me a miracle, your healing is going to make you right with Yahweh. He healed 10, only one. So don't tell me that's going to make you love him. 5,000 follow him for the fish and the loaves. They saw the mighty miracles. When he said that you're going to have to eat this. Every word. This body is the living word of Yahweh. You're going to have to eat this. And you're going to have to drink this blood. You're going to have to consume this cleansing power of Yahweh. The whole. Not some of the all turn. And quit. And even after 12, will you leave me also? They said, nah. We won't do that. But did they forsake him? Sure they did. They turned their heart away from him. And they all went their own strange way of delusion. That's the way they went. So every God must prove himself. Every God, saint. Every God Man will never show or biases unto a God unless he prove himself with great signs and miracles. And Yahweh knows that this generation is easily deceived. And that's why the spirits of these devils are going to work mighty miracles to deceive them all. So we know Manasseh, he built these groves or these places whereby people could go and worship their God. That's why these whole houses are nothing but groves. They're not on the outside like those places where they're beautiful places. Beautiful planting and trees and flowers. What they have, their groves in these whole houses. These magnificent buildings of millions of dollars and millions of dollars in pews. They spend that kind of money, the groves, to cultivate these serpents of hell. That's what they do. They're not walking in the power of Yahweh, brothers and sisters. They don't have the anointing of Yahweh. He says that also back in Chronicles. Let me read that back to Chronicles 33, 2 Chronicles. Also, he built altars in the house of Yahweh, whereof Yahweh said, in Jerusalem shall my name be forever. And that's what he said. He said his name shall be forever in Jerusalem. What name is that? Shaitan? God, Lord, lies from the pit of hell. His name is Yahweh. And that's the truth. And he built altars for all the hosts of the heavens in the two courts of the house of Yahweh. Now that's what they have done. They have these altars in these whole houses. And they worship the hosts of the heavens. And that's the truth, brothers and sisters. If you can ever understand that every God made himself known by the power of his miracles and the things that he was able to perform, or she. I want to show you something as I go further. And he calls, look at this, and he calls his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the sons of Hinnom. And he also observed times. Do they observe times in this generation? Christmas, Esther, Sunday, the pagan sun worship, Constantine Roman worship, and use, look what he used now, enchantment, witchcraft, and he dealt with familiar spirits and with wizards, and he wrought much evil in the sight of Yahweh that he literally provoked him to anger. And that's what this generation has done. They work with the wizards. They work with the soothsayers. They work with the pharmakia. They work with all of those things, and these powers and these gods defy the living Torah of Yahweh. He is Almighty Yahweh. He is the mighty one that heals you. He is able to heal. And he wants his people healed. He deals with their, he begins in their mind, their heart first. And we need that corrupt thing healed. That's what we need healed. We need that restored. We need a transforming and a renewing of our mind. We need our minds to be changed. Because that mind that you have, it has corrupted everything that has entered into your being. No healing more profound than that. None was so great. When HaMashiach met the Caiaphas and Bartholomew and Thomas, after they all had forsaken him, he had to breathe on them and they received the power of Yahweh's Ruach. He did not cast out any demon. He did not lay his hands on them. They received the power of his Ruach. This wicked generation, it is the power of what they are doing. I'm telling you, and I will show you as I can finish this teaching. They're laying hands, but there are powers, hear me. There are powers that are able to press out powers of lesser strength in them. And that's what they do, brothers and sisters. That's it. Shaitan, casting out Shaitan, no. He just put a greater strength in there. That's all. They just take rule over that little demon, suppress him. That's all it does. I will show you in scriptures. I finish this. It is not of Yahweh. And so we find the very same thing today as Manasseh. This is a generation that loves wizardry and familiar spirits. They love witchcraft. We love those that are familiar with our situation because that they will strengthen us in our own rebellions and our wickedness. And once you walk in your own rebelliousness, you're walking in the spirit of witchcraft and idolatry. That's what you're walking in. It's not that you love Yahweh. It's not that you have a heart for Yahweh, because you don't. It's a deception in this world. And Shaitan is deceiving the heart, and he has deceived the hearts and the heart of the world. It says, turn back to Revelation, Gilead, chapter 9, verse 17. Jochanan said, "And I saw the horses in the vision, and those that sat on them having breastplates of fire, and of jaseneth, and brimstone." We see these horses riding today. We see the fire that is burning in the Middle East, and with this prophet Muhammad. We see their breastplate, they burn with this indignation of fire. Do you understand that? We see the rage of violence everywhere. They have this breath in them and this fire that flow from their loins. And the head of the horses were as the head of lions. They have this strength and this ability to tear, to kill, and to bring down. And that's what they're doing. That's why they hate this thing they call Christianity. They hate anything that is not Islam. And that is the truth. And they burn with the fire that is consuming. And they have this, they were all night long, they were gallop like horses. And they were riot and they were rage with this fervor of indignation. And Yahweh raised them up. He's raised up this horse, he's raised up this power. And he's going to loose it. He's already loosened upon the earth. And we just see a small scintilla of it. So the ignorant generation doesn't want to believe Yahweh. He said, out of their mouth issue fire and smoke and brimstone, a consuming fire. We see the nation of Iran. They say, we're going to have our nuclear bomb. And it would not surprise me if they do not already have one. Babylon is full of hypocrisy. She's the only one that has ever burned up people. America is the only nation that has ever put a nuclear or an atomic bomb on people. And her wicked hypocrisy, she said that Iran won't use it, but she's already used one. What a damnable wickedness and a hypocrisy. That's the truth. You all might as well say hallelujah away on that one. She has burned people. She burned those Japanese. Set them on fire. And they're still suffering from it. This is a self-righteous, wicked, ignorant nation. It's full of pride. And pride goeth before fall. And it's a haughty nation full of destruction. It says, by these were a third part of the men killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of this mouth. When this beast is let loose, when this Islam beast is let loose, she's going to kill and she's going to destroy. Do you understand that? We see that how the violence have been enraged. Do you hear of that picture that they, someone of the cartoon of who they call the Prophet Muhammad was drawn? Do you know how long ago that was drawn when that ran in the Dutch newspaper? It ran 4 or 5 months ago. It ran 4 or 5 months ago. And they're raging with fire and hell. They're burning the embassies. They're destroying. And they're going to destroy. The ones in America, there's no love for this nation. Say what you want to. They have the dedication. And the fire's going to burn like a consuming fire because this Jezebel, this cauldron of darkness and hell, this wicked nation, this perverted nation, she's vile, she's evil, and she's seductive. Her power is sorcery and fornicatio. She is the merchant of it. She has to see the minds of the world. She is the healer. She is not the healer. She brings forth healing. She brings forth no healing. The minds are seduced and carried away into some form of idolatry and some other worship. Is that a nation that worships Yahweh? This is a wicked nation. She worships every kind of God there is. The children are twisted. The mothers are twisted. The daddies are twisted. They're delivering deformed beings. They're not filled with the power of Yahweh. That's the truth. Because they don't love Yahweh. The children are not covered. Yahweh says that if a man is sanctified, set apart, him and his wife, that the child is protected. They're not protected today. Because there's no love affectionate for Yahweh. There's no love affectionate for Yahweh. And that's the truth. You don't have to believe it makes no difference. You see the truth. And open them up to every kind of powerful being there is. Wicked parents today and wicked sons and daughters full of hell and full of wickedness. That's what it is. And that's the truth. And we see this in the power of this fire brewing all over the world. Sure it is. This is the spirit of this fire. brewing all over the world. This is the power of this kingdom. This is the power. This is the power of it. It says, and the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues. Do you all hear this? And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands. We don't repent. He said they don't repent of the works of their hands. Why? That they should not worship what? Devil. Now see, people don't realize they're worshiping devils. They say, well, I'm going. Did it say they worship devils or devil?
Devil.
Worship what?
Devil.
Diamonds. That's what they. That's how you enunciate that word in the Greek tongue, diamonds. Everybody loves diamonds, don't they? Diamonds are a girl's best friends. Sure, that's what they say. No, diamonds. That's how you enunciate demons, the devils. Diamonds, not demons. Diamonds. And they worship what? Is that plural or singular? What? Worship. They did not repent of the worship of the devils. And idols of gold and silver and brass and stones and wood. Neither can see nor hear or walk. Spirits. That's what these are. Spirits of devils. Working miracles. And I saw three unclean spirits go out of the mouth of Shaitan, out of the false prophet, and out of this beast government. These are spirits of diamonds, devils, working miracles in all the world. To draw men unto that day of perdition, whereby there's almost a sound that goes out in the world today. They hate even to hear the name Yah, even that name. They despise it. They don't want to hear that. They hate it. They despise it. There's no love for it. No whatsoever. This is a generation that worship devils. It did not say they worship a devil. They worship devils. And these are devils going forth with their miracles and their signs today. They worship devils. Does it say devils? A devil. Devils. Diamonds. And they repented not the worship of the devils. And that's what they're worshiping today, devils. That's what these religions are, devils. They're orchestrated by, or the strength of these religions are devils. And these devils are gods. Do you hear me? They did not repent of the worship of the devils or their idols. They're worshiping devils. And so don't tell me that a devil worship, that is just a bunch of folly. These men call themselves worshiping Shaitan, Levay, and all of that. That's just trash. You understand what I'm saying? They're devils. They're powerful beings. I believe that Shaitan had a place in the kingdom like no other Melech. But I believe that there were Melech and Cherubim of the same strength and power as him that fell right along with him. I believe that. I believe that, brothers and sisters. Because something that they did when they fell to this earth, they caused a dismal atomic bomb to take place. That it turned this thing to become void and black. I believe that. So I believe there are other beings that were of great strength and great power. Why? Because in the Rome theology, there are many gods of great strength. They're gods of the sea, gods of war. And they all, they are the Titan gods and the lesser gods. They are the Zeus. They're great gods. You understand? Yes, there's the Eclipius, the god of healing. Aphrodites. There are many gods. And so they worship these devils, and that is what we see today. It is the practice of devil worship. And that is all it is. They're worshiping diamonds. They're devils. They're beings. They're gods that they're worshiping. And they have made themselves known by the power of their signs and miracles. That's why Messiah had to perform signs and miracles. He had to. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. He had to do something that was so profound in the midst of the people that the words that he spoke, that there were no other words like them. But they still didn't believe. They still turned. They still walked away. Did they not? Sure they turned and they walked away. That's the strength of any God. And every God must perform miracles. Every God must show signs. Who's going to serve him? Who's going to worship him? In order for them to worship devils, there had to be something profound done. There was something of great strength that was done. Why? It was these spirits that have gone out, these spirits of devils, three unclean spirits, and this is no more, do you hear me? This is no more than this sectarianism, this Trinity doctrine, no more than this men are gods. They're not gods. They are gods. And men have elevated themselves in their own pride because of their disobedience to Yahweh. They say, we're going to be just like the gods. And that is what Shatan said. We're going to exalt our throne above Yahweh's throne. We're going to become like him. He said, I'm going to cast you down, you foul thing of hell. He cast them down. These gods can perform miracles. They have power to do it. That's why the mind of the world is deceived today. Because they're doing those things. And the men did not repent of their murder. They did not repent of worshiping their devils or anything. It says in verse 21, neither repented they of their murder, nor of their what? Sorceries. Nor of their fornication, nor of their theft. They did not repent of their sorceries. Pharmakia. Their drug addiction, their illusion of the mind. And that is what the world is doing. And it's something how the mind will play tricks on you. You ever seen something you thought it was that and it really wasn't that what you thought you saw? Sure it was. It's something how the mind will play tricks on you. And the mind plays tricks on people. And that's what he's going to do. He's going to have all kind of lying wonders. Wonders of deception. That's why the people really, they followed HaMashiach for the fish and the loaves. They followed him for what they could get, really. It was not that they loved the word that he preached. It was not that they cared for what he said. And that's the truth. And when they got what they wanted, they just simply slipped away. When the 10 lepers was cleansed, they went back to doing what they were doing. Sinning. Walking wickedly. These people say that they're delivered and healed and all, and they go right back to the way of a dog. The lives never change. They don't have no affection for Yahweh. Not even for their God. And that is the truth. Scripture says in Revelation 12 and 7, it says, and there was a war in the Shemayams in the heavens. Michael and his Melechim fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought, and his angels now, he fought. And he had a host, a contingent of angels, of beings. Do you hear that? And prevailed not, neither was that place found anymore in the Shemayam for him. Now look what it says in verse 9. It calls him what? My, what a profound. It tells of the extent of it and the magnitude of his power. And the great dragon. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Shatan, which deceived some of the world. Which deceived what? He deceived the whole world. Which deceived the whole world. And he sent, and these spirits of devils working miracles to deceive the world. And it goes out to deceive the world. Which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. They were cast down to the earth. And they are down on the earth today. Let no one trick you, say they will come. They're here. That's why we see the form of every kind of worship of devils and every kind of God today. That's why it's done. That's why there are millions and millions of gods. And they all are able to perform miracles. Able to touch. And one can touch and cause a thigh one to become hollow. It can touch and cause a thigh to be healed too. And that's the truth. They did not lose the magnificence of their power. They were just corrupted. That's just like a man having someone being poor, never having a nickel. All of a sudden they get a $5 million, they become even corrupt, don't they? The money sure changed someone. They get fruity and nutty. That's where they are. They were better off when they didn't have a nickel. They get a little money, change their personality, their attitude. It does. It changes them. They have no more power than what they had before they got the money. Believe me. And so Shatan has not lost his power, brothers and sisters. He still has it. He still has it. Has the power to work miracles and to show signs and to deceive and to turn people away from the truth, of course, in the error. They be led away from the truth of Yahweh. They go astray. And that's what these gods are doing. They're leading people astray. They're going away from Yahweh's truth. They're not being turned to the truth of Yahweh. It says in Gilead, chapter 13, Revelation 13, 14. I want to read this again. It shows us how he's going to deceive the world. How? And deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which was wounded by the sword and did live.